Genesis chapter number 19. Genesis chapter number 19. Genesis chapter number 19, we'll begin reading in verse number 12. I'm preaching this morning on something every one of us absolutely need. Every person here this morning, and to be honest, every person that's not here this morning needs the subject and the truth that we'll be dealing with this morning. We're going to look at a man's life and look at a word and a truth and a reality that we find for the first time, the very first time in the Word of God. But it's a truth that meets us every morning, and that truth is in reality is mercy. And Genesis chapter number 19, verse number 12, the Bible says, "And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters? And whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the Lord, before the face of the Lord. And the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. And listen to this awful, awful testimony. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters." Bear with me, the winds are blowing. Said, "Take thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in iniquity of the city." And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. The very first time we see the word mercy or merciful in the Word of God. 18 chapters here in the 19th down to verse number 16. And we see that the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." And Lot said unto them, "Oh, not so, my Lord." Here's our text verse. "Behold, now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die." Again in verse 19, verse 16, the Bible said the Lord was merciful. And then in verse 19, the Bible said, "Thou hast magnified thy mercy to him, and in saving and sparing his life." And so I want to begin this morning preaching on the subject, the magnified mercy of God. And we see that found right there in verse number 19, where God has given this man Lot, who we all know the testimony of Lot. He was a man that found himself in a wicked place by choice and lost a lot. But let's looking at, most of you have heard of the first mention principle, the first mention promise in the Word of God. When you see a word or a phrase for the very first time, it'll carry that same connotation throughout the whole Word of God. And here we see the first time we find the words mercy there in verse 19 and merciful in verse 16 in this story. What's so amazing is for the first time we find the mercy of God being extended to one and to those who don't deserve it and really didn't even want it. But God's mercy was still there for them, and it's there for me and for you. And God's I'm getting text messages. I'm sorry. I can't answer texts during preaching. I'll get to it. But God was merciful to Lot in spite of his foolish striving. Chapter 13, verses 7 through 11, he fought with Abram. And you remember the story where him and Abram, their herdsmen, there was too much fussing and fighting going on, and so they had to split. But Abraham was an authority figure over him and looked out for Lot. He was a form of a spiritual leader to Lot, and he did not have enough spirituality. Lot did not have enough spirituality in and of himself. He needed a spiritual leader, and so do we. That's why God has given us teachers and pastors and preachers so that we could have a spiritual authority. Also, God has given us parents to lead in the home, mothers and fathers. But here we find Lot, he felt as though he didn't need that authority in his life. He didn't need that leadership, that spiritual discernment in his life. And so we see his foolish striving. Then we see his failing safeguards in chapter 14, verse number 12. He allowed himself and the entire family to fall into the enemy's hands. His carelessness, his lack of preparation, his lack of seriousness left him and his family vulnerable. And there they were in Sodom, that awful, wicked place, he and his family. So not only his foolish striving and his failing safeguards, but we see his filthy surroundings. He not only pitched his tent towards Sodom in chapter 13, verse 12, but he moved his family there. It wasn't enough that he looked that way, but he went to live there and carried his family. Could I pause a moment this morning and ask us, where are we living? Where are we allowing our family to live in 2020? It absolutely makes a difference. By the time this message is over, by the time we read the rest of these verses and get through this chapter, you will see the great tragedy, the great loss that Lot caused his wife and his children because he chose to look and to live and surround himself with filthy surroundings. And even the Apostle Peter referred to how bad it was there in Sodom. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, the Bible said, "And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds." So from the verses we just read, it's obvious that Lot was uncomfortable with his filthy surroundings, but it wasn't enough. As uncomfortable as he was, as wicked as it was, it wasn't enough to drive him to leave. He stayed, and he paid the consequences. He said, "Preacher, I thought you was preaching on mercy and the magnitude of mercy and the manifold mercy of God." Oh, I am. The Bible said, it goes on to say, here shortly we'll get to where the book of Lamentations says, "His mercies fail not." And from the verses we just read, we see how uncomfortable he was in his surroundings. But that it wasn't enough. He stayed. He raised his kids there. He let his family grow up in that wickedness. And God, even through all that, God was being merciful to him. You say, how is that? And that's where I want to get to this morning. Let's make a few applications this morning by looking at three aspects of Lot's life. God's mercy has been magnified to you as it was to Lot and to me. He has blessed you with people, number one, that pray for you. Chapter 18, verses 22 through 33, Lot did not know it, but he had an uncle named Abraham that was pleading and praying on Lot's behalf. Abraham had his face down before God, and he was interceding for him and for his family. And Lot had no way of knowing. Abraham couldn't send him a text message or a Facebook message or a phone call. No, Lot had no idea. But the mercy, the manifold, majestic mercy of God was there working on Lot's behalf, because you had somebody praying for him. Could I say this morning, if you have somebody in your life that's praying for you, that loves you enough to pray for you, that's just the mercy of God. That's the wonderful mercy of God, that God would let somebody intercede on your behalf. And Lot had no clue, but God's mercy toward Lot was magnified because people were praying for him. And we have no indication that Lot was praying. He didn't pray for himself. He didn't pray for his wife. He didn't pray for his children. He was bothered by sin around him, but not enough to spend any time praying about it. Oh, how that describes the day and hour we're living. We expect everyone else to pray, but we won't pray ourselves. But God had others praying for him. And let me tell you something this morning. If people are praying for you, for your family, God's mercies have been magnified in your life and in mine. Husband, if you have a wife that prays for you, that's the mercy of God. If you have husband, if you have a children that pray for you, that's the mercy of God. Mama, wife, if you have a husband and children praying for you, that's the mercy of God. Children, youngins, if you have a mama and a daddy, a papa or a mama praying for you, that's the mercy of God. And so God's mercy has been magnified to you if He has blessed you with people that pray for you. Lot had people praying for him, and it stayed the judgment of God off of his life, even in that wicked and perverse society, for a long time. And I'll get to that in a moment. Not only do we see God's mercy and how it's magnified to us in that people are praying, but we see that God's mercy is magnified in our life by the people that protect you. Chapter 19, verses 12 and 13. We know from the end of chapter 18 that Lot and his family did not meet the threshold of reaching 10 righteous people necessary to keep God's judgment from destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. So why did God send these angels down in chapter 19, verse 1? God sent those two angels down to Lot's house, and you know the story well, how the wicked, perverted men and women, the whole city gathered around trying to get those angelic beings. And Lot sent out his own children to satisfy the desires, the lustful wants of those wicked, wicked people. But God was having demonstrating mercy toward Lot and his family by sending those two angels to him. God put people in Lot's life that would try their best and succeeded in protecting him. It is very clear God was magnifying His mercy toward Lot and his family. God didn't want to send, God didn't have to send those angels. God done that because His mercy. God done that in mercy. But it was Lot's fault that they were there. Lot made the choice to live in Sodom. Lot made the decision to plant his tents and to look towards Sodom and go there and his family. According to verses 12 and 13, the two angels sent in verse 1 were the ones sent to destroy the cities. They were coming there to destroy the city, to bring and usher in the judgment of God. But those two people, those two angelic beings in Lot's life, they pulled him out and protected him in the midst. That was the mercy of God. They did not have to protect Lot, but God's mercy saw to it that God removed him from that place before the fire and brimstone would rain. And yet even after witnessing the depraved and wicked actions of Lot in verse 8, they still tried to protect him. Don't tell me that God's mercy was not magnified toward Lot. No, my friend, the book of Lamentations chapter 3, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassions, they fail not. God sent these two angels to warn Lot and his family of the impending danger. God even forced Lot to do an inventory of his household in verse 12. He counted his children and his sons-in-laws and those in his house. And I want to ask you this morning, look around you. Do an inventory of your house. Look at the people that God has placed in your life to protect you. That is the mercy of God. Don't get mad at a parent. Don't get mad at a preacher. They're simply, don't get mad at an aunt or an uncle, a friend that's praying and trying to protect you. They're literally an example of the shining, wonderful mercy of God. How much God has blessed us. Do we even care what happens to our family? God's going way out of His way to see that mercy magnified in the life of Lot. God has magnified His mercies to you, if He has put people in your life that are trying to get you to protect what God has blessed you with. Over and over in the ministry, I deal with people and problems, and I give counsel, and I give the Word of God and the promises of God's Word, and I try my best to protect people out of problems. I see them headed toward danger, and I compel them. I do everything in my power to say, don't go that way. That's a dangerous way. There's danger ahead, only to see many, many times families to be ravished and pulled apart, and for the devil to win victory after victory. And it's heartbreaking, but God, in His manifold marvelous mercy, all the time puts people in our lives to protect us. He sure has in my life. I look back and thank God for the people that God merciful put in my life and explained His mercy to me. Well, we see God's mercy has been magnified if you have people that has protected you and prayed for you. And then number three, and finally, we see God's mercy being magnified when people in our life will pull you. Verses 15 and 16, these same two angels that were there protecting Lot began pulling Lot. When somebody comes along in your life and they try to pull you from danger and from wickedness and sin, don't cuss them. Don't get mad at them. Look at them and realize that's just the mercy of God. God is showing mercy to me and to you when He puts people in our life to pull us from danger and from sin. It's no coincidence that the first time we find the word mercy in the Bible is Genesis 19:16. These two angels are literally dragging Lot and his family out of the city of Sodom. Literally, you'll read the verses where that the angels went to Lot and said, you need to go. And Lot even went to his family and said, arise, we must go. The judgment of God is coming. And the Bible said Lot lingered. He stayed. And it took the angels of God literally grabbing him, his wife, and his children and pulling them out of that city, out of the judgment of God. God couldn't even wait until the next verse to point out the mercy of God. He did it right in the middle of the verse. Mark this down. If God has put people in your life to help pull you and push you to safety, that is simply the mercy of God. People today want to be left alone. Oh, how sad, but how true. People don't want you to bother them. Don't mess with me. I like my life the way it is. I'm living my own life. It's my life. Leave me be. They want to do what they want to do. But sometimes we can see the impending danger, the coming judgment. And if we don't change course, it will surely come. But I ask you this morning to look around and see the people in your life that God has placed to pray over you. Just think about this morning. Why are you here? Has God placed people in your life that prayed for you? Would you still be out in the world lost and undone, waiting on the impending judgment of God had God not mercifully put people in your life to pray for you and protect you and even pull you to the house of God, away from the world? Absolutely. God's mercy was being magnified in Lot's life and his family's life. And it's also been magnified in mine and in yours. Lot and his family were the recipients of God's magnified mercy. Lot even testified of that in verse 19. He credited those two angels for saving his life. Are they people you can point to in your life and say, had they not pulled me when they did, had they not prayed over me when they did and protected me, I surely would have died. I can. This morning I can testify and I can point to some in this parking lot, some that are gathered here this morning, and many others that prayed for me and pulled me and protected me. And oh, how I give God the glory for His mercy that He has exhibited in my life. Why did Lot deserve it? Absolutely not. Did his wife deserve it? No. His children, his daughters? If you read on, sadly, even after they got out of this judgment and their lives spared and the mercy of God that was given to them, you'll read, sadly, that there in a cave, Before they got to the cave, Lot's wife, you remember, she looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. So all that mercy was wasted. Getting her out of the city, absolutely wasted. All the prayers of Abraham, wasted. All the angelic host and the people that God put in their life, wasted. All the pulling from those angels as they picked her up and pulled her out of the city, wasted, squandered. And those two daughters, when Lot and his two daughters, you'll read on and find out, they're in the cave outside of Sodom as the smoke ascended from the city. Those two daughters poured wine and give wine to their daddy Lot and went in and lay with him. Wasted mercies. That's a sad story. That's a sad, sad story. But oh, how real it is. Look at how much mercy God has given to not just you, but look around your life and look how God has given mercy over and over. He's been faithful to give mercy. I mean, have people praying for us and protecting us and pulling us only for us to go back to wickedness and sinful, a slothful, wicked life. That does not have to be your story. That does not have to be your testimony, nor mine. But sadly, that is the testimony of Lot. And we know God showed mercy to Lot because God remembered the prayers of Abraham. The Bible says in Genesis 19, 27 through 29, and Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain. And beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. Mama, let me help you this morning. Your prayers do matter. It saved Lot's life. Daddy, your prayers matter. Your prayers could be the only thing that's saving the life of your children and your family. I say pray on, protect on, pull on, even when it's not popular. It sure saved the life of this man. In conclusion this morning, God has magnified His mercy in your life and in mine. He's got people praying for you. He's got people protecting you by warning you of God's coming judgment. He's got people in your life even now trying to pull you toward Him and away from this world and pull you to safety. That's the mercy of God being manifest in your life. If you are lost today, God has someone in your life that will do all three. The book of Jude, I just preached out of this book a few weeks ago. The book of Jude, verse 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some having compassion, making a difference, and others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. And at some point, God's mercies, hear me and hear me well. At some point, God's mercies that have been magnified so many times will come to an end. We see it in the life of this man. God will not keep sending people to persuade and protect and pull and push and pray for you. There will come a time when that will end. If you insist on living in your own life, living it your own way, God will let you have it. But mark this down, you cannot say God was not merciful to you. If there's air in your lungs this morning, if your heart's still beating, the mercy of God is being manifest in your life. And he ultimately, Lot, went on after being spared by these two angels to argue with them and debate them, and he ultimately lost everything. He lost his wife in verse 26. He fathered two grandchildren by his two daughters, verse 30 through 38. You ever heard of the Ammonites and the Moabites? Those two generations came from these incestuous relationships, and they was always a thorn in the side of God's people. I'm saying there will come a time that you can squander the mercy of God away. There will come a day that God's mercy will run out for you. And I say, come while you can. Receive the mercy of God while you can. What will you do about it? We see what Lot, listen, if it wasn't for what the book of Peter gave us about Lot's testimony and said that he was a righteous soul, we would probably, none of us, believe that Lot made it to heaven because his testimony was so vile and dark. Is that the testimony you want to leave? Lord, I hope not. I don't want to leave that testimony. I want my life to show and exhibit that I'm grateful for the mercy of God. That I'm so thankful that God's mercy reached me time and time and time again. He should have cut me off way long ago, but His mercy found me. His mercy endureth forever. His mercies are new every morning. I say this Sunday morning, receive the mercy of God. Embrace the mercy of God that's been manifest to you. Let's bow our heads this morning. Father, we come to You in Jesus' name. Lord, I've done my best. God, with a sweaty brow, I pray this morning You'd take Your word. Take this message, scattered as it was, Lord, and I pray You'd target the hearts of Your people. Lord, I pray this message would, oh God, drive deep down into our hearts, find lodging place. May we all look around at the people that have impacted our lives with their prayers. I thank God for a mama's prayer. I thank God for a wife's prayer. Lord, for mamas and grandmas and those that loved ones, Lord, the people of God that prayed in my own life. Lord, I thank You for mercy. I see that. Oh, I see the reflection of Your mercy, Lord, through the prayers of Your people. Thank You for those that have protected me, God, and tried to pull me. I see Your mercy, Lord. I see Your mercy reflected in those protections, in those pulling times, God, that I was running from You. God, I was doing everything to squander it all away and waste it. But Lord, once again, You came to me. Lord, You rescued me. And I know You can for these. Lord, I pray You'd help us all, God, to be thankful this morning for the mercy of God. I love You this morning. I thank You for these. God, if there's one lost here this morning, I pray You'd save them. Lord, we're here for them. We'll help them. We'll point them to Jesus, Lord, the One who made mercy available. God, for every saved person, that one that's walking a distance from You this morning, have Your way, Lord, in their heart. God, for our families. God, I'm burdened over my own home, my own children. Oh, Jesus, I do not want to be a Lot. God, I've let a lot of Lot's life invade my family. I pray, oh God, help me. Oh God, help me to receive mercy. God, not return to that life of ruin. Save my children, Lord. Spare my family by Your mercy. I pray for every family You do the same in Christ's name. We pray believing. Amen.